State lawmakers are considering adding new requirements to get and keep a concealed carry gun permit. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News. A new proposal would require both live fire training and a written test. Gun owner Missy Espinoza spoke at the bill's first hearing. Espinoza said she was a victim of an armed home invasion and that having a concealed carry permit gives her peace of mind. She told lawmakers the bill would add unnecessary burdens.
We don't need to add anything. No more. There's not a sudden need to add any further requirements to what is already in place.
The bill would require people to take a refresher course each time they renew their permit. It passed its first hearing on a party line vote. Debate on a bill affecting short-term rental properties has been postponed. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The legislation would tax short-term rentals as commercial properties instead of residential, a move that would increase the tax by 20 percentage points. The bill aims to ease the housing shortage in mountain communities where many homes are rented out to tourists rather than to residents. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's President's Day, and there's a lot of presidential history in Colorado. Theodore Roosevelt was a regular visitor to the state's great outdoors. Gerald Ford kept a winter White House in Vail. And there was Dwight Eisenhower. Sean Boyd is a curator at History Colorado.
We have so much Eisenhower stuff here at the museum. We could, like, run Eisenhower's 1952 campaign, which was run out of the Brown Palace Hotel because his wife Mamie's family was from Denver. So he spent a lot of time here.
Eisenhower also had a heart attack while in Colorado. Denver's largest shelter for unhoused women now has nearly 100 new units for people to sleep privately and charge their electronics. That brings the shelter's capacity up to 270 guests. The shelter on East 48th Avenue provides meals, laundry facilities, and medical services. The city used $3.5 million of federal funds to build the new units. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.